fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, your host, and I'm joined with Dr. Edward Group. We're going to get into a lot of news throughout this hour and also take your calls on health questions. I'm going to pose a question to you. You know, Time Magazine named Angela Merkel, Chancellor Angela Merkel, as Person of the Year. I'm going to question you on who you would name, and I'm going to tell you who I would name and who Alex would name and Dr. Group as well. But we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. And the good news is, there's actually no such thing, by the way, as internet censorship in China, according to China. China's top censor actually just released a statement. The senior Chinese official known as the gatekeeper of the country's internet has denied that the country censors online information. Liu Wei, chief of state internet information office, said China does not censor but manages internet content. So I have good news for you. There's no such thing as internet censorship in the United States either, or in the world, just anywhere at all. It's only managed. So when you go to post something online, it's blocked or it's taken down on YouTube or Facebook or whatever. That's actually not censorship. Good news, guys. That's just managed content. The government manages it to keep you safe. So that's some uplifting news. But no, seriously, we're going to get into some other news about petition to ban Trump from the UK passes 250,000 signatures. Could he be actually banned in the United Kingdom? I wonder if that would still hold if he's president. That would be interesting. Google says it has proved its controversial quantum computer really works and it could do math better than a conventional computer. Anonymous couple drops $500,000 into a Salvation Army kettle outside of a small restaurant. We're going to talk about how Putin... We spoke about this a little bit earlier, but we're going to expand on how he's going to become a non-GMO dominant exporter. And in Kazakhstan, the internet backdoors you. They want to install some type of a chip or software, I'll have to read into it, and where it tracks everything on your personal devices. This is kind of like a beta test of what some people want to do in the United States, where every single thing you do on your personal device, whether it's a cell phone or a computer or a lap, you know, iPad or whatever, it all goes through the government cloud and it tracks everything you look up, everything you are interested in, everything you like, everything you do. Just tracks you 100% completely. We also have some uplifting news, but Dr. Group is going to talk to us about some really, really important health information on detoxing, on avoiding the average of 5 pounds that we all gain during the holidays, right? And some of the reasons that we're secretly, you know, unknowingly packing on the weight, feeling like crap over the holidays, what we can actually do about it. So tell us about that.
Now, you know, knowing I was going to be on the show today, I was like, what can I do for people? The holidays are coming up. You know, sometimes I come on the show, we promote the products, which are great, but I really wanted to give back to everybody and just say, put together a lot of facts and put together some tips that everybody can learn about the holidays and what they can do to be healthy during the holidays, how they can replace some of the toxic foods with some natural foods, how they can reduce their stress levels over the holidays, because I know they're probably going to have parents and, you know, mother-in-laws and everything coming in. So it's not only having a non-toxic holiday season, but it's also, you know, how do you deal with all this stuff that's going on? And so I put together some things that I'd like to share with everybody. A few years ago, Consumer Reports did a survey on what Americans dread the most about the holidays. They dread the most going in debt, dealing with crowds, and gaining weight. And according to the National Cancer of Health Statistics, over 30% of American adults are overweight and another 30% are obese.
So in other words, they dread the very thing they are just as much as going into debt. That's pretty hardcore. Gaining 5 pounds is just as bad as going into debt.
Right. The New England Journal of Medicine says the average person gains at least 1 pound each year between Thanksgiving and New Year's, and usually up to 5 pounds. I know everybody's interested in not being able to gain that weight. And when you look at the Thanksgiving, the Christmas holidays, really it starts around Halloween when you get all the candy and you start slowing down because wintertime starts coming in.
And it's fun, though, too. Like, I definitely don't think what we're saying is, oh, you can't enjoy yourself, you can't have these things. Instead, it's just these little secret kind of attacks, these incognito health threats that we don't realize that are in all of this stuff that we can easily get rid of, and you can still enjoy yourself, still have fun, which I'm all about, you know, enjoying yourself in the holidays, but not destroying your body, not gaining 5 to 10 pounds and saying, oh God, why did I do that? It's not actually that hard.
Yeah, because come January, when you have your New Year's resolution, you'd be like, wow, I actually lost 2 pounds over the holidays.
Right.
So what I looked at was, you know, what are the most common toxic substances that people are going to be exposed to over the holidays? Number one is beverages, and that's going to be your coffee mixes, your eggnog, your different alcoholic drinks, different types of cocktails, soda, eggnog, for example. Now, personally, I don't drink eggnog. I used to as a kid. I liked it, and sometimes I'll buy like the coconut eggnog for the kids or whatever, but I was amazed to find out that traditional eggnog is basically cream, sugar, white sugar, and eggs. And one 16-ounce serving of eggnog contains 500 to 800 calories and 40 grams of fat. One 16-ounce serving. That's without any alcohol added. And that's the equivalent of you eating four glazed donuts.
And I don't know about you guys, but I picture everyone drinking about five of those 16-ounce glasses of eggnog. Everyone just chugs it all day.
With brandy in it.
Wake up in the morning, let's have some eggnog, you know, and put a little brandy in there and just drink it throughout the day is pretty much it.
The football games are coming on, the food's starting to come out, you're starting to get your eggnog, you're adding the brandy in there. Yeah, it's pretty bad. So I tell you, a natural replacement for eggnog is if you go to your natural or organic food store and you can get, it's still high in sugar, but it's still going to be better for you. Coconut eggnog, almond milk eggnog, they make it in like a chocolate mint and they make it in different flavors. Or better than that, just don't even drink the eggnog and just utilize water, which is another thing that people get dehydrated over the holiday season with all the alcohol and all these sugary drinks that dehydrate you. So one of my recommendations too over the holidays, just make a conscious effort to try to drink more water. You know, just get one of the glass water containers and fill it up and just tell yourself you're going to drink two or three of those a day. The next thing I have on the list is the sugary drinks and sugar in general. For example, a 16-ounce peppermint white chocolate mocha from Starbucks contains syrups, whipped cream, and chocolate that adds up to 500 calories and 76 grams of sugar.
If you just get rid of the drinks that you're having on a daily basis and replace it with water or just something that's not complete junk, you'll realize that is about, I'd say 70% of people don't realize all of the toxic matter they're taking in and the extra calories and they're getting fat is because of the drinks.
Yeah, because I was looking at all these things and I was just amazed because I know, I mean, I have family members and I have people in my office, unfortunately, that, you know, really get into the Christmas spirit and they, you know, they're coming in with their venti mocha, peppermint mocha, lattes and stuff, and which have more calories than a cheeseburger, believe it or not.
Mega doses of sugar and milk and, you know, there's sweeteners and stuff. If you get one of those vanilla mocha frappuccinos or whatever it is, it's oftentimes like 2,000 calories. It's like sitting down eating an entire entree at a restaurant and people just drink it all day because you don't see the label. You don't actually care. And, you know, I want you to keep going. It also reminds me of this, though. Putin wants Russia to become world's biggest exporter of non-GMO food, but that's not even the most important part. What most people that are covering this haven't realized is perhaps the biggest part is Putin says in this statement, the same one, that the Western food supply is basically crap. He says, we are not only able to feed ourselves, taking into account our lands, water, resources. Russia is able to become the largest world supplier of healthy, ecologically clean, and high-quality food. This is the important part. Which the Western producers have long lost, especially given the fact that demand for such products in the world market is steadily growing. So he says they have clean food, they have ecologically clean food, they have real organic food and high quality food, which the Western producers have long lost. So isn't it interesting that a world leader, Putin, who many would say should really be Time Magazine Man of the Year in some ways because of many different fronts, because of his massive publicity and he's kind of outshined Obama in many ways, is saying that the Western food supply is essentially devoid of any high quality, ecologically clean and healthy food, devoid of any good organic food. And he says that Russia is going to step up and become the number one exporter of non-GMO organic food. This is from RT, Russia Today. That is his pivotal point in saying that the Western food supply is so dead that he's going to step up and take it over. Is that not a huge attack and a glaring reality that our food supply is so destroyed that Putin from Russia is going to come in and say that the U.S. has lost it, and he's going to have a main point of his entire, really, career, it seems like, be the fact that they have real food again? Is that not the final testament of everything we're saying is true? All those so-called people saying, oh, well, it's actually fine, and the research has been clear, everything is fine. I mean, come on. So a foreign leader has to come in and retake our food supply for us?
Well, maybe people will wake up and listen. You know, a bunch of people are sweating bullets right now throughout Monsanto and throughout our government and throughout the USDA and the FDA. I mean, listen, we should have done that a long time ago. We should have never allowed all these chemicals and genetically modified foods. I mean, it's great that one country's stepping up. It's great that most of the other countries around the world
are actually— But it's horrible that Russia has to come in and tell us that our food supply is dead. We should know that. We should be taking steps. But it just shows the dead, just not even incompetency, but the unwillingness to act on the U.S. politician side as the corporations just loot and pillage everything. I mean, everything you're reading on there is not because people are stupid. How dare you not know that you're getting that in your eggnog? You know, we don't know these things. A lot of us just go out and they have fun and they order whatever's on the menu. They're not always requesting the exact calorie counts. It's these corporations that are pushing it on us, making it sound healthy and destroying our health. We're going to talk about how we can avoid the rest of these holiday traps, some more news about whether or not Trump is going to be banned from the UK, and much more. We'll be right back. This is The Alex Jones Show. Welcome back. It's The Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to take some of your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And I want to get your health questions for Dr. Group, but I want everyone that calls to also answer me this. Today, Time Magazine named German Chancellor Angela Merkel the Person of the Year. Now, to give you a little bit of a timeline, I printed out the previous year's chosen people. 2014 were the Ebola fighters, the medical professionals who battled the disease in Africa and elsewhere for, quote, tireless acts of courage and mercy, for buying the world time to boost its defenses. 2013 was Pope Francis, for the first non-European pope in 1,200 years, poised to transform a place that measures change by the century. 2012 was President Obama, and 2011 was the protesters' Arab Spring, and 2010 was Mark Zuckerberg. And again, this year is Angela Merkel. I want to hear your take on who you would choose, if you had the ability, as the Person of the Year. I also want your health questions for Dr. Group, and then I'll tell you who I would choose, who Alex would choose, and Dr. Group can tell you who he would choose as well. Before we get into more with Dr. Group, I also want to talk about this story. Petition to ban Trump from UK passes 250,000 signatures and could be debated in Parliament. This is from CNN. A petition calling for Donald Trump to be banned from entering the UK has attracted more than 250,000 signatures, more than enough for a committee to consider sending the motion for parliamentary debate. The petition to block the front-running Republican presidential candidate from entering the country was created on the British government's official petitions website in response to Trump's call Monday to ban Muslims from entering the country until Obama did something about it. Of course, it was misquoted over and over again in the media. Now, if this is anything like the whitehouse.gov petitions, where if you get like 150,000 or whatever it is, they have to review it, it's pretty much a joke. And in that I've done some. I know Alex had a number of successful petitions that hit the limit, like ban Piers Morgan or whatever it was. But they usually just respond with, oh, we looked at it, nothing's going to happen. So we'll see what happens with this. But could you imagine if they actually banned Donald Trump from the UK? And then can you imagine if he actually became president and he was still banned from the UK? So as all calls come in, I want to have Dr. Group just go through a few more ways that you can really avoid the weight gain, the toxic intake during the holidays and just whenever really in your life, some of the most important secrets. Then we're going to go to your calls and cover some more news, some uplifting news, some quantum mechanic news on Google's new supercomputer that can do math. It's a lot of interesting stuff. But Dr. Group?
Well, I'm looking forward to taking some calls. But another thing that came up that I wanted to let people know about is alcohol consumption over the holidays. If you are going to be consuming, most people consume 2 to 3 times the amount of alcohol. There's a lot of hangovers during the holidays, and a lot of people reach for the Tylenol, the acetaminophen. It's been shown that that can cause permanent liver damage. So I just wanted to, everybody to be aware that, first of all, they should reduce their alcohol content. If they can't do that, they should drink more water. But if you do have headaches, be very careful taking acetaminophen with alcohol.
I got to tell you, acetaminophen is bad.
It is bad. Children die from that.
They die from it.
The liver failure. Their liver goes into failure.
Yeah, it's so for the record, and not making any claims against certain brands, but the brands that have acetaminophen, oftentimes, even in small doses, there's been deaths. Mm-hmm. Acetaminophen is extremely hepatotoxic, toxic to the liver. And then what people don't realize is they're drinking. And I've seen people do this. I had to stop them from doing it. They'll be out drinking the night before and they'll say, oh, well, I'll just pop this, pill, a brand name pill with acetaminophen in it and I'll be fine. No. If you are taking it with alcohol, you're damaging your liver. And then if you wake up and you're still drunk or you have a hangover or whatever, you're damaging it still. It cannot be taken with alcohol at all. So many people actually die from that.
Here's the thing, if you don't change your diet at all and you continue doing every single thing you normally do during the holiday season, then at least take some X2 iodine, which is going to help you detoxify, take some deep cleanse, take some oxy powder and just supplement. I mean, right there alone, you're going to be taking care of the majority of the problems and drinking more water and reducing your stress levels over the holidays. That's many, many solutions that people can put into place. And the other great solution is just eat organic food and don't buy all the boxed and canned ingredients for Christmas. Look at stuffing, for example. I mean, if you read the ingredients on a stuffing box from the store, it's this long. The gravies all contain MSG. All the powdered gravies that you mix have MSG in them. Just go back to the old school way of doing things and eat healthy and cook your own Christmas dinner with organic ingredients.
And it's cheaper too. People always say, well, I can't afford organic. Well, if you buy the actual raw materials, it's much easier. We'll be back with your calls and more news. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi on the 4th Hour. You know, we've got free shipping on the InfoWarsStore.com for it. As far as I know, the next few days, this week, I'm not sure how far Alex is going to extend it. It was actually turned off for a while. We've also got the Essentials Pack, which includes X2, Super Male Vitality or Super Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet, the three essential InfoWars Life products that are a great gift, or if you're just getting into it, or if you want to stock up, for an unprecedented 33% off retail. This is Alex's specials that he just launched today. This is the Essentials Pack for 33% off retail at InfoWars Store and InfoWarsLife.com. We've got the Cleanse Pack, which is my favorite for the holidays, Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, which is the harmful organism cleanser, and Oxy Powder, which is the colon cleansing product for 28% off retail. And then we've got Winter Sun Vitamin D3 for 15% off, the first ever sale on Deep Cleanse by itself for 17% off, which is the best all-in-one cleanser. I mean, instead of buying 5, 6, 7 different cleansing products, Deep Cleanse is my pick. So all these are up right now on InfoWarsLife.com, on InfoWarsStore.com. And that's, again, 33% off retail on just the Essentials Pack, 28% off retail on the Cleanse Pack. Now is the time to stock up and give it a shot. Or if you're like me, it makes a great gift for your friends who say, hey, you know, I always feel like crap. I'm always tired. I don't know what to do. Take this pack. Give it a shot and see why it has an average of 4.8 across the 5,000+ reviews. Many of the products have even higher or 4.5 around that area. They're really, really super high quality. Group makes them for a reason because they work. Let's go to some calls. Let's jump right into David in New Hampshire. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. I was just calling in because I had heard earlier Alex talking a lot about what's going on with the politics, but now you guys are talking about the holidays. You're talking about the stresses and the food and the sugar and everything that people eat in the holidays, but this point ties in with that, and it ties in with the fact that people have an electrical bioelectrical body. Our bodies are based off of the electricity and the energy that goes through them, and people are kept on a level of fear-based and emotional-based and federal-based ideas. And the reason why we like to eat so much during the holidays is because it's an emotional thing. Eating is an emotional thing. Anybody who's done a cleanse knows that eating becomes a very emotional thing. And when you don't eat with everybody else, you realize how much you become codependent in relationships and other things. So I bring this point out to say that until we as a people, as a society, can grab a hold of our emotions, understand who we are as sexual beings and also as emotional beings and spiritual beings, we'll continue the same patterns. It doesn't matter if you alarm someone to the dangers of, you know, fluoride or the dangers of corn syrup. It's like until they understand themselves as a spiritual entity, as something that can function 100% completely healthily, you're going to have these issues. But
David, that was beautifully said, and I would agree with a lot of that. And in fact, I agree with all of it, and except for the part that you can't warn people and you can't wake them up, because I'm here to tell you that you really can. And there is obviously a really, really deep core thing that we have to realize that, sure, we're human beings. We have a power. We have a human spirit, whatever you want to call it. We have consciousness, whatever you want to believe. And obviously, a lot of the things that we do are because we're in a charged emotional fight or flight state, or in a fear-based state from watching the mainstream media. I call it feeding your brain Cheese Whiz, right? You wouldn't eat Cheese Whiz every day. So why do we treat our content consumption so much differently than our food consumption? I wouldn't sit here and eat Lay's potato chips or whatever type of potato chips, Doritos, whatever, for every day for 12 hours, just like I wouldn't watch the mainstream media or American Idol every single day for 12 hours. I wouldn't personally, but some people do. And when they have that content stream coming in their brain, feeding their brain junk, the Cheese Whiz of content, they get into a poor state. They hear only about the terrorism and the fights coming on television saying, ISIS is going to get you if you don't turn in your guns. We fight back with the counter information. And I try to get a positive solution-based thing. And Alex does too, constantly, all the time, and fighting back against all of that. And it can get tiresome. It can feel like a lot. It can make you want to give up sometimes. But the truth is you have to keep going on. And that's what you're saying. And I agree with you, right? But I also say, give people some more chance than that, right? Because we're waking them up about this. They might learn about the fluoride. They might learn about any of this stuff and then say, wow, I really want to learn more and make a change. And how many people have I seen that happen to, including myself, right? Because I was never just magically awake, magically conscious. I knew all this stuff. It was, I was a standard, quote unquote, normal person that would eat, drink my eggnog or whatever you want to call it, you know, without knowing what I was doing. So I believe in everyone. I believe in their ability to rise up 100%. But what you said was beautiful. And I want to get Dr. Group's take on this. But I have one final question. Who is your time person of the year, if you could choose one? David.
Of the year? Time person of the year? just only two people come up in my head right now.
Who's that?
It would either be Donald Trump or it would be Putin. And it's just because you have two of these people who understand what's going on in the world to a certain extent. And with Trump, I have fears of a greater military expansion and Putin the same thing. But at least they understand that.
Well, David, thank you. Liberty, right on. And I apologize cutting you off, but the music of the children in the back was very beautiful, but I'm not, you know, some listeners might not enjoy it as much. But Dr. Group, tell me your take on that. And by the way, those are two great choices. I mean, you just have to look at it.
No, I mean, I know David knows what he's talking about, and that is the main goal. I mean, the main goal is to change the world and help as many people as we can and bring back the consciousness and let people know who they are really inside. And I can tell you that by cleansing the body, looking at what causes fear, because again, it's all about what is the root cause of our problem here. What causes fear? What causes depression? What causes all these things that create the desire for addiction? Food is more addictive than drugs. People don't even realize that. Alcohol kills more people. Food kills more people than drugs do. Gluten and wheat contain opiates. They're addictive. That's why people get addicted to bread and addicted to foods. It makes you feel good.
Sugar makes you feel good.
Exactly. So, but I can tell you after evaluating hundreds of thousands of people that have gone through cleansing that the positive thing, the positive outlook that people have, you changed your life when you were suffering with disease and you found natural medicine. I grew up on TV dinners and, you know, Coca-Cola and the worst food and diets that you could imagine. I had acne all over my face and I changed my life. You changed your life. People every single day are changing their life. Even if they're doing it one step at a time. If there's a massive staircase that goes all the way down to cancer and disease and goes all the way up to perfect health, you don't have to take and jump 100 steps at a time. It's about a daily change. As a matter of fact, that's what I recommend. Next time you need to buy salt for your home, don't buy table salt. Buy Himalayan crystal salt. Next time you need to buy deodorant, don't buy aluminum-based deodorant. Buy natural deodorant. Yes, it's in most of the cases, it's not as good. You might have to apply it two times a day, but you're making baby steps. You're making changes, and you're educating yourself, and you're doing what your body wants you to do. And believe it or not, you will become more conscious that way. When you detoxify the body, look at what causes depression and addiction. Fluoride causes calcification of your pineal gland. It causes depressive-like symptoms. It causes non-aggressiveness. When you look at BPA, fluoride, mercury, cadmium, aluminum, lead, all the phthalates, the BPAs, all of these different types of chemicals, yes, they do affect your brain. They make you to the point where you are unhappy. And that's why the psychological industry is so profitable. And that's why the pharmaceutical companies are focusing the majority of their marketing dollars on anxiety, depression, and stress and everything else, because there's no clinical testing needed to prescribe these medications.
Even though for years we've been telling you it's all in the gut. I mean, you've said it for 20 plus years. I'm just a little mimicker, really, but I'm reading the studies and I found out for myself independently and realized you're saying the same thing. But geez, the studies proving that mental illness starts in the gut. And a lot of people also say, well, I'll also prove that your real consciousness, your real intellectual expansion, whatever you want to call it, has a biological aspect. Because most people that feel anxiety and depression, they don't even realize that could be a biological factor as opposed, you know, a physical health gut factor as opposed to a mental factor. And a lot of it is a gut imbalance. So it's like your body can either help you or it can be an anchor pulling you down. And when people's bodies aren't in alignment, they're totally jacked up. And thanks to these corporations that don't care, by the way, the true culprits of all this, when they're totally just bloated and feeling like crap, how are they supposed to be sitting there having an intellectual revolution? It's just not going to happen. The gut is contaminated and destroyed. It's leading to mental illness. It's leading to memory loss. It's just all these horrible things. So overall, I 100% agree. It starts really with the body and cleansing, which is what we're all talking about. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jim. He wants to talk about cleansing. Jim in Florida, what's on your mind? Hey, Jim, can you hear us? Your phone working? All right, Jim, thank you for your call. Unfortunately, your phone is not working right now. Let's talk to Stefan, I believe, in Washington, wants to talk about bloating and feeling out of it and possibly cleansing as well. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi there. Yeah, so I'm normal weight everywhere except on my stomach, especially in the evening. I'm like a pregnant woman walking around. So what do you have?
Well, do you consume alcohol?
No.
Okay, so if you don't drink, then normally if you have some bloating in the afternoon, for men, if you have that extra weight around your waist, most likely your liver is congested. There's a few different things, so we'll talk about each. Your liver is congested and you need to do a liver cleanse, maybe one, two, or three liver cleanses, because that means your liver is not processing and metabolizing the fats effectively. And without getting into your whole dietary habits and everything else, iodine deficiency is another cause of weight gain around the waist in males. It could also be associated with a B12 deficiency, a vitamin D deficiency. But with continued cleansing, going back to what Anthony said, the gut, how important the gut is. It's amazing how many symptoms mysteriously disappear. Not mysteriously, but because the body actually has the necessary tools to heal itself when you fix the gut. The gut is the biodome. It's like the soil of the earth. You know, when you in soil, you have microorganisms, right, that cause the plant to grow and thrive. In the gut, you have microorganisms. A lot of them actually are soil-based microorganisms that live in your gut. What those organisms do, we call them probiotics, and prebiotics are what probiotics eat. And the prebiotics are different types of foods and inulin and oligosaccharides that the probiotics feed on. When you have the proper balance of probiotics in your gut, that will reduce some of the gas, reduce some of the bloating. Believe it or not, your neurotransmitters are produced in your gut that keep you happy, serotonin, melatonin, things like that. So the first step that I always take with anybody, regardless of what condition they're suffering from, is to clean and repair the gut. You know, clean it out really good with the Oxy powder. Use a good probiotic formula, repair all that. Of course, slowly change their diet at the same time, but thyroid issues really can cause excessive weight gain in different areas of the body, and men usually around the waist. So I would definitely look at possibly supplementing with an iodine supplement such as X2.
And of course, none of this is medical advice.
Yes.
I'll also say that you should be thankful you're getting these signs and symptoms, because I used to have that a long time ago. And then I started really feeling more depressed and feeling more anxiety and feeling like crap. And the bloating wasn't there as much. This is the beginning, in my view, again, not medical advice, of something that you can start potentially fixing. Thank you so much for your call. We're going to go to Steven in Florida. He wants to talk about digestion, and he wants to talk about person of the year. And I want to finish up this call and get into who we choose as person of the year and talk about some of that as well. So, Steven, first of all, who is your person of the year?
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, I've got an East versus West. I've really got two. If it was a matter of East, I would have to nominate Vladimir Putin, because this man, like Alex Jones says, has really taken the moral high ground. He stepped up. He sent multiple messages to the globalists that he's not going to let them run him with his attacks on ISIS. His, you know, what I consider not just sword rattling, he'll make good what he's saying with his threats. And rightly so, but also this latest news about what he said, sending a message to the, you know, the people with the biotech so-called industry like Monsanto about organics. This is a really bombshell information, and I hope that he is able to do that. On the Western side, I would have to nominate Alex Jones, because I think of anybody in America, he has really stepped up. I know he says he's not a hero, but he is a modern-day Paul Revere, and among the founding fathers of that ilk. And so that's who I would. That's the two that I would nominate equally.
Well, I think those are two great choices. And, you know, when you talk about Putin, he wants to become an exporter of non-GMO food. He talks about the Western food supply dying. He constantly just criticizes all the really, really good points that he brings up in the United States. Obviously, he has some issues as well. You talk about Alex, he's in here every day, 3 hours on the radio show. And what you don't see is the 5+ hours he works every single day off the air. And he's 100% dedicated, 100% real. And I totally stand behind that choice as well. So actually, if you want to ask a question on the digestive tract real quick, Stephen, go ahead and burst it out.
Yeah, I've got a friend that had recently, she's been diagnosed with, I think it's celiac disease, and she had to go to the hospital after an attack in her bowel. She had 7 feet of her intestines removed, lost a lot of weight, still recovering at home. But what I wanted to find out is this, with the cleansing systems that Dr. Group, that you've developed, like the Oxy powder and the liver cleanse, et cetera, would you recommend those to someone like that? Because their doctors are having her on a special, basically liquefied diet. She can't have anything solid. But do you think that would help her or be, you know, harmful to her in her situation?
Let me also just jump in and say, once again, this is not medical advice. So we're not giving medical advice to your friend. She should obviously speak to a qualified healthcare professional that is able to see her and physically see her. I mean, Dr. Group's just sitting here, you know, listen to a vague example of the story.
You know, which
so you should see a doctor for sure.
I can't stand the regulations, because it's just, you know, you can't tell somebody something that you know works 100% of the time. So it's just crazy, the regulations they're coming down with. And it's all done by design. They're really trying to push out the natural medicine. I mean, that's what we had 3,000 years ago,
right?
Okay? And now they're just trying, you know, there's just attack after attack after attack on stuff that actually works and gets people better. So if I had celiac disease, this is what I would do. Number one is I would cleanse, and, you know, I would cleanse with Oxy powder, and I would repair the probiotics in my gut. I would also take the X2, and, you know, you can feel free to contact my office as well. I do have a support program for celiac disease or repairing the gut or rebalancing the intestinal tract. The medical profession has three options: drug, cut, or burn. And I'm sorry to hear that they cut out the intestines, because once again, they're not working on fixing the root cause.
We'll be right back with the next segment. We'll reveal Alex's Time Person of the Year choice. Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, joined with Dr. Edward Group. And we're talking about who we would choose for Time Person of the Year. And I'm going to explain Alex's choice as well. And Dr. Group here is going to tell you. So Time Magazine, in case you didn't hear, today named German Chancellor Angela Merkel as the Person of the Year. Previous ones include the Ebola fighters, Pope Francis, President Obama, the protester for Arab Spring that lit himself on fire, and Mark Zuckerberg. Some interesting choices. Some I can understand. Some are quite interesting, like Pope Francis and Mark Zuckerberg, and obviously Obama. But we took a number of calls, and some of the callers said they chose Putin, Trump, Alex, and I think that was it. Mm-hmm. Dr. Group, who is your choice for Time Person of the Year, if you could magically choose it?
Well, first of all, I don't really agree that much with the Time Person of the Year, but I would have to, since it's not technically a Person of the Year, I would have to give that award to all of the individual activists that have posted information on YouTube, that have gone out to the March Against Monsanto, the rallies, all the people out there that are educating everybody else to against the tyranny that's out there today. I mean, it's stuff that we work for every single day. And it's, you know, somebody asked me, you know, why don't you get in politics and why don't you be a senator? And I said, do you know how change happens? Okay, we wouldn't have the non-GMO verified seal if it wasn't for the public speaking out and us and the public refusing to buy things. It's the activism and it's the people that create more change. Look, organic foods, look at all the different changes, getting fluoride out of the water, all the activism there, all the education, all the videos that are going up everywhere, all the newsletters that are going out educating people, all the people that are dedicating their life every single day, working 8 hours, 12 hours a day to try to change the world, make the world a better place to be, cleaning up the air quality, cleaning up the water quality, educating people on how they can become healthy and change their lives.
It's all
grassroots efforts. That's how change happens. It's not going to change in government.
That's right. That's right. That's an amazing choice. And so Alex's choice, we just briefly asked him the question before we walked in, so he could probably give a better explanation perhaps on the show. But he chose Donald Trump, and I totally get why. Not only is Trump standing against political correctness, but the mainstream media hates him. And he's standing up against them, really as a third party, against the GOP establishment, against all establishments. He is an anti-establishment, self-made man that can pretty much say whatever he stands for and not have to care. And that is really admirable in many ways, even if you don't agree with his politics. Imagine that, someone that can sit there, and he tweets some hardcore stuff. You know, definitely calling people dummies is not along the line of the mainstream media establishment that locks everyone into this political correctness. For me, you know, I think that's a great choice, and I think yours is an amazing choice as well. I would have to say that Matt Drudge 100% deserves to be Time Person of the Year. If not this year, then, you know, next year. Because you think about it, all these people are doing amazing things. Yes, Trump, you know, does some pretty amazing things, standing up for the right ways, even if you don't believe in many of his politics, the activists, all this stuff. But where does it all go to? It goes to the bullhorn of reality. Where do you go for news? Where do you go to see what, you know, Trump said or what Putin did or wherever you go? You go to Drudge Report every single day, and you sit there and you let it refresh for 8 hours while you're at the workplace or wherever you are. And it's kind of a behind the scenes thing, right? There's no photos of Matt Drudge, there's no videos. He's a behind the scenes guy, but he's giving it all to you and feeding it in a way that makes sense. And it's a succinct bullhorn of reality. So I would choose 100% Matt Drudge, and I salute him for all he has done. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back live from 11 to 2 tomorrow. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Dr. Group, thanks so much for joining us, and all have an amazing day. We'll see you again tomorrow.